Carnation, where them Cardinals at? With them Cardinals on their glove and the Cardinal hat. I'm in the Cardinal sports zone, spitting Cardinal raps. Say it.
C-A-R-D-S, let's go.
Play a Cardinal game, get a Cardinal store.
Welcome to this bonus episode number 10 of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wahman. I'm here with co-host Sean Barber.
How's it going?
Sam Bazden.
What's up?
And Joe Wahman. No Higgy this time.
What it do?
And real quick, you can find them all on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, Jeremy underscore CSC, Sean at Elville Sean, Sam at Baseboy 124, and Joey's Twitter is
Joe Wahman 526 on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. So didn't mention that the last show. Wanted to get that out of the way real quick. We're coming to you live today, though, from the Custom Multicade Studios. Like we said last episode, they have given a little remodel update to the studio here last week. So we appreciate that. And, man, we got so much stuff to talk about, but we want to real quick, before we get started, shout out our other sponsors, Derek Stewart at JP Pearl Realtors. We've got Chris out at Four Pegs Beer Lounge. And last but not least, our find people at an Altitude Trampoline Park. We appreciate all your help. We appreciate you having faith in sponsoring the show, and we hope to continue the relationship for a long, long time. But guys, we had an upbeat episode last time. We talked about a lot of stuff that's making us happy about the upcoming few months, but we left out something that didn't make us happy that has happened here recently, and that is the NCAA last week delivered their notice of allegations to the University of Louisville regarding its basketball program. As far as the Bowen, you know, the stuff with Bowen and all of that happening, we'll get into that in a second. I thought that first off, I want to go ahead and commend Vince Tyree and Neely Bindapudi because they got on YouTube immediately after it was released and basically broke down what was said, how we should all feel, things of that nature. I was glad not to see a lack of institutional control. I feel like if we had saw that on the notice of allegations, that would have been a for sure death penalty. But let's get into this notice of allegations real quick. Joey, do you want to go ahead and read an excerpt from it?
Yeah, so basically, it says that the level one allegation stems from the improper recruiting benefits offered to the family of an enrolled student athlete, Brian Bowen. According to the FBI findings, Adidas representatives agreed to funnel $100,000 to his family in an effort to steer him to Louisville. Level two violations accused former coach Rick Pitino of failing to promote an atmosphere of compliance. And then there are two additional level two allegations for failure to monitor his staff. And that is presumably Kenny Johnson, Jordan Fair. They were also alleged to have provided impermissible transportation and an impermissible contact. So for the level one, they're saying that Adidas acts as a representative of the university's athletic interest. Basically, they're saying that Adidas is a booster.
Correct.
Right.
As they did with Kansas.
The weird thing about this whole situation, I remember exactly where I was when it all went down. I was swimming in the swimming pool up here in my house. And I got a call from, I can't say their name, but it's somebody I get almost all my scoops from. And they were like, oh my God. Well, actually, they texted me a couple times. I was in the pool, so I didn't worry about it. But finally, they started blowing up the phone and calling. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'll answer it. So I was like, hey, what's going on, man? Sorry, I'm in my swimming pool. And the guy's like, we just got Brian Bowen. And I'm like, no, we didn't. He's like, yeah, he literally just fell out of nowhere into our laps. It'll be announced later today. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, you know, in my mind, I'm like, well, you know, I guess you can get one wrong every once in a while. And sure enough, later that day, it was announced that we had got him. Coach P said he was surprised. I tend to believe that he was, especially if we are to believe the narrative that he didn't know anything about it. And I don't think he did. Again, all the people that I talked to had no idea that this was about to happen. I called Steve almost immediately. I was like, dude, we're about to get Brian Bowen. He's like, wait a minute. He looked up all of Brian's. He's like, no way, dude. You're wrong this time. And I wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, all the people that they interviewed.
Come out of nowhere. Everyone knew or thought he was a Michigan State guy. Like, that's where it was leaning to, Michigan State.
Yep. And he just – so as far as them trying to say we had the help of a booster, identifying Adidas as a booster, I don't think you can say that when we didn't know it was going on.
It doesn't matter. We have a business,
right?
I mean, we have a. It's no different than having an agreement with Yum Brands to put their name on the arena. It's a business agreement. They pay us money to wear Adidas apparel and shoes. That's it. That's all they are. Now, if they donated money to the Louisville Athletic Fund, that's different. They're a booster now.
So let's go through. So we have a list of stuff we're going to talk about. And some of the things, I don't even know what. I asked everybody for their input, and Higgy sent me a couple things, and I don't even know what he was trying to say. And thankfully, he's not on here for me to ask. But the first thing I will ask is, and Joey, we'll start with you real quick. What do you think the best case scenario is out of all of this? We get the notice of allegations, and then blank happens.
Best case scenario is we lose a scholarship. For the next 2 or 3 years, and we a fine to the school, $100,000, $200,000, something like that. I think that's best case.
What do you think will happen? We'll just go through it that way. Honestly, instead of asking everybody best case and then going through and asking everybody what they – so we'll just go best case, what do you think will happen? No. Go best case, worst case, what you think will happen. So what's the worst case scenario?
We have a postseason ban along with – reduction in scholarships and a fine.
Okay. That's your worst case.
That's worst case. And that's worst case because we had just come off of one scandal. Like less than probably, 2 weeks of having it resolved.
Yeah.
And then here's Brian Bowen. Okay. So what do I think will happen? I think best case. I mean, I'm probably in the minority on that, but I think with the Rice Commission, with what they have been set up to do and what they've stated is they want to start putting the punishment on the people involved, the people that were involved, and not punish the student athletes and the current coaches. We're not going to the NCAA for this. This is not going to be the NCAA. We're going to choose the NCAA to try the case and then appeal and this, that, and other. We're going to choose the IARP route, because that's made up of people that don't.
Right.
The NCAA Infractions Committee is made up of people like the first time Bobby Crimmins was on.
Jerks.
Well, jerks, but they have interests. Bobby Crimmins was on there. He's a Georgia Tech guy, right? So we're in the same conference. Well, I can stick it to him a little bit. I mean, there's no bias in that.
Right.
These guys, these people. I don't want to say guys because there's probably some women on there. These people have no dog in the fight.
Right.
Excuse me.
Don't get so choked up about it. I know you feel passionate about the situation.
I was eating a pecan pie when you asked me the question. So I think with that route, I think they're going to look at that. And I think people are tired of, you know, we cleaned house, and yeah, we waited until we got caught again. Who cares? We did what needed to be done. Nobody else is doing that. Will Wade's still employed. He got a contract extension.
Yeah.
Bill Self still employed. Sean Miller's still employed.
So what?
All these guys were caught on tape. I mean, they're caught. They've been there's evidence. Sean Miller talking about, I'll just pay for it out of my pocket. Will Wade saying that's a huge ass offer or whatever. Bill Self's got Adidas. Now, back, kind of just sidetrack a little, back to the booster thing. Adidas is a booster of Kansas.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, that sticks with them. But those guys are dead in the water. We fired Rick. We fired Tom. We fired whichever president was, we had a postal. Gone. Cleared the board out. Got a new board. I mean, like, everything's fresh. And that's what you would hope, that somebody would be like, you know what? They're taking this serious. They got rid of everybody. They got rid of a Hall of Fame coach. They got rid of a Hall of Fame AD. They cleared house. Nobody's here. Why punish these kids when what I would like to see them do is if they decide that something has to be hit a little bit harder. And I had this thought. What if instead of giving them a postseason ban, you let them play, take the money that we would have got earned, a check for the ACC tournament and for the NCAA tournament. Take that. But let these kids play. They didn't do anything.
So back to the question, what do you think will happen?
Oh, I said best case scenario. I think we'll get a
Case scenario, worst case scenario. What do you think will happen? So you think
I think we'll go to the IARP and they'll say, look, you did what you needed to do. Now, granted, you were kind of just coming off of one, so we got to do something.
Right.
So we're going to say reduction of scholarship by, you know, one for the next 3 years, and we're going to fine you $200,000. You know, something like, I don't know the money, the dollar amount, but it'll be enough to, you know, hurt the pocketbook. And then it'll be like, but I think though, I mean, you got to think, this IARP is an arbitrator. Once they, that's the risky part about going this way, is whatever they say, it's done. You can't take it to court. You can't appeal it.
All right, so I'm going to go with me next, just because I like to hear myself talk and I haven't talked in a little bit. But for me, I'm going to go kind of the same route as Joey. My best case scenario is what I think is going to happen. I think we're going to have scholarship reductions. We're going to have some recruiting restrictions. Except I think very best case scenario, we get a one-year ban. I don't think there's any way we don't go without a ban. My worst case scenario is all those same things, but you've heard, because we were a repeat offender, it's been thrown around that we may get a 2-year ban. So I think a 2-year ban is the worst case scenario right now. Now, if that lack of institutional control would have been on there, you could shut our program down at that point. That's too egregious of a claim to not have anything more major done. But that's my best, that's my worst, and what I think is going to happen, Sean. What about you? Give us about one or two sentences on each. What's your best case scenario, your worst case scenario, and what do you think actually will happen?
Best case, I would actually kind of agree with Joey, is that we get, but I think even just one scholar, I think you get, you know, two or three scholarships, and that would really hurt us. And a lot of recruiting restrictions, like, you know, like not being able to go off campus for certain things, or have people on campus for certain amounts of time, other people, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Worst case is 2-year postseason ban and scholarship reductions and some kind of fine.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think will happen. I think we get 1-year postseason ban, scholarship reductions, but I don't think we get any kind of recruiting restrictions.
So you don't think that they take away like some of our recruiting time or on campus? Because that's kind of, I think we're going to get the 1 year, we're going to get a couple scholarships taken, and they're going to cut down the amount of time that we can recruit throughout the year, as far as having, like you had mentioned earlier, about, because you're allowed to have so much time with on-campus visits, you're allowed to have so much of that. I think they are going every little thing that they can tack something onto, they're going to, and they're going to give us that 1 year. So you just think it's going to be the 1 year and loss of scholarship.
So are y'all talking about if they go the route of having the NCAA try it, or if they go to the IARP, or does it matter either way for you?
No,
guys?
Either way, that's the best and worst case scenario for me.
Same.
Okay, Sam, what about you? What? How do you feel about the situation?
I'm glad we're behind Kansas. I tell you that much.
What is your worst case, your best worst, and what do you think is going to happen?
Did we lose Sam?
Sam, you there?
Hear some white noise.
Sam, did you mute yourself again? All right. Well, here's the beauty of doing the show. Sean, are you there? Nobody's there. Okay.
Me and you.
It's just me and Joey. We'll call everybody back. This is a show. This happens.
Well, while we're waiting on them, I think it's a good thing that we were the seventh or eighth school that received our NOA.
All right, Sean, you back?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what happened. Hold on. We'll get Sam back on here, too. Again, live radio. It happens from time to time. We'll get Sam on here real quick. But, yeah, I think the Kansas thing helped us out tremendously.
Mm-hmm. I think being behind all those schools.
All right, Sam, you there? Okay.
I'm here.
All right, cool, cool. So what do you – I don't know what happened with the phones, and we're not even going to edit that out. We're just going to leave it in.
Happens.
So it happens. But what is your best and worst case scenario, and what do you think is going to happen with this situation?
Okay, my best case scenario is we get a 2-year scholarship ban. We also get a fine. I think that's my best case scenario. We get some type of monetary fine, a 2-year scholarship ban, and scholarship restriction. I mean, recruiting restriction.
Okay.
My worst case scenario is we get the 1-year ban from the 1-year postseason ban, multiple recruiting restrictions, multiple scholarships taken away, and we still get a multiple the fine. Now, what I think will happen, and I'm a piggyback from Joey off of this, we've cleaned house. We've done what no one else has done, and we have the less amount to prove. Everyone else is guilty, and they're on tape. We're not. I think what they're going to do since we're going to go to the IARP, I think we're going to get a scholarship reduction, and I think we're going to get fined. And I also think that we're going to get some recruiting restrictions. I don't think they're going to give us the ban because I don't think they're going to see Adidas as a booster for Louisville. And they're going to see and they're all in the favor of punishing the people who were involved. These kids, these university officials were not involved. So I don't think they give us the ban.
Yeah. See, that it's all about the wording to me in the notice of allegations, because that level one, that's like when you break it down to a one sentence layman terms, it's Louisville used a booster to funnel $100,000 to get him to come there. If Louisville can prove to the IRP, then that level one goes away. Rick Pitino is going to fight tooth and nail to have his level two taken away. And then, you can't even interview Jordan Fitz.
What is it to Kansas? What is Nike to Duke? Nike to UK? Like that's saying that all of these companies are boosters.
Well, you and can give up on that. Everyone is going to do anything with Nike.
Our level one sanction.
Yeah, I mean, and Jordan Farron and Kenny Johnson are neither one in the NCAA anymore. So if they decide they don't want to speak to the NCAA, they don't have to. And Jordan Fair is accused of driving somebody from Adidas 9 miles round trip, basically being an Uber for him. Kenny Johnson's accused, in this, he's accused of improper contact, which means basically a recruiting violation in the fact that, you know, you met with somebody and you weren't during the time or at a place or something like that that you weren't supposed to. Nothing to do with what, like in the FBI thing where they were trying to say he gave Brian Bowen Sr. $1,900. It says nothing about that in there. So I think by the way it's worded, I think they got a really good chance of, like I said, you know, getting that best case scenario. even in the best case scenario, they're not gonna skate scot free. But I think even in the best case scenario, this IARP is gonna say you shouldn't even have been in this position, because as Jeremy said, like even Coach P said when Terry Miners interviewed him, he was like, "This kid just literally fell on my lap. In all my years of coaching, this has never happened. We didn't have to spend a dime recruiting this kid." You know, he knew nothing. And everybody in the FBI case that testified said, we intentionally did our best to hide this from Coach Pitino because we knew that basically they would end up with concrete shoes.
Right. Well, and it almost makes you wonder how many other recruits were done that way. I mean, if they weren't able to hide Bowen, how many of the other guys were they actually able to hide from Coach P? But nevertheless, let's go into now real quick. So the NCAA has stated that they're not going to dictate, and this doesn't have anything to do with the notice of allegations, but we're kind of transitioning to the next part of the conversation. But they've stated that they're not going to dictate when schools can resume sports. We don't know if everybody's going to compete as independents. We don't know if every school and every conference is going to play games. It's very likely that this upcoming season is going to look very, very different. Is it time, Sean, we'll go with you first on this because we went with Joey first the last time and Sam first the time before. Is it time for a Power 5 breakaway? Is it time for, with all the games that the NCAA plays, which, don't get me wrong, the schools that have been accused of cheating, including our own school, they broke rules. Whether we like the rules or not, they broke rules. They have to pay the consequences. That's what we teach our kids, our nieces, our nephews, everybody. If you break the rules, you got to pay the consequences. But a majority of the rules that the NCAA has, that they are idiotic, to use the nicest term that I could, even that, the nicest term that I could think of. They're idiotic because these schools make so much money off these kids through jersey sales. Back when the video games were out, they were making money off the NCAA football and basketball and baseball games. Is it finally time? And I know I've said this on the show before, and if not on the show, privately, like how cool would it be for Louisville to be the school to be like, you know what? We're leaving the NCAA. If y'all want to join us, come holler at us. If you don't, you stay there and keep doing what the NCAA says. And we're going to be very defiant and just break away. If anybody has the grounds for doing that, I think it's us. So, Sean, even though I just totally gave my entire opinion first and disregarded you unintentionally, do you feel like it's time that we finally get out of the NCAA or that the Power 5 breaks away from the NCAA?
I think it probably about is time, especially now that the NCAA, they want to go and punish people for breaking rules, and they punish arbitrarily. There's no, like, real hard and fast set of rules. It is hard and fast. There's no rules set in stone. The way they punished Louisville was ridiculous. You know, they just did it because they said it was egregious in their eyes. But that's not what the rules say. We broke a rule, and you should have judged us by how the rule was broken, not how egregious the actions or whatever, that kind of. But the other problem I have is he had Mark Emmer going, you know what, we're not going to take control here. You guys got to do whatever you want, whatever you think is right. No, you're the NCAA. We're looking to you for guidance. This is almost like what's happening with the federal government and the state governments right now over coronavirus.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
You're supposed to make leadership, bro. This is your job. And you're not doing your job. You can look at the facts. You got all the facts. I'm sure you're in contact with the government. You can tell us, hey, no, we can't play right now because it's not safe. Say, yeah, you can play. But when you're going to have this hodgepodge of people, well, at that point, you might as well break away because they're not doing anything. I mean, you guys are the ones deciding. The NCAA is not giving any guidance.
it's the conferences and the athletic directors getting down. Right. So what's the point in saying that?
So technically, the NCAA, they can't. Like, they can determine, like, so when March Madness rolled around, right, it wasn't Mark Emmert saying the ACC tournament's canceled, the SEC tournament's canceled. They have no say-so over those. They have say-so over the NCAA tournament, and they have say-so right. over compliance and eligibility and things like that. But if the ACC wants to play football this season, guess what? They're playing.
They can play.
Now, it may be, all right, here's the new schedule for this year. Louisville, you're playing these 12 teams. Duke, you're playing these 12 teams, blah, blah, blah. And no out-of-conference teams. They'll just play all conference teams.
There's even been talk that they may do some home and home and aways.
Right, but the NCAA has no say-so over that part. They do not control that. That kind of goes back to, and they know their place because they got put in their place with the academic part of it with North Carolina. They're not going to.
Right.
But that's where, you know, all the rumblings of all the Power Five conference commissioners are, for lack of better words, are pissed off at Emory. And they're about at their last straw. I've been saying this, I know, at least, let's see, for at least four or five years that the Power Five needs to break away. Because they're giving the NCAA, like, so let's think about this. There's an office in Indianapolis that collects $1 billion a year from all these schools just so they can say, your guy can't play and your guy can. Why are you giving them all that money? You got five conferences. You could take all the schools from those five conferences, make four super leagues, right? Basically, or four divisions, whatever you want to call it, of 16 teams, with all the major schools in it. And if you want, you know, if you want, like, invite Cincinnati and Memphis and some of these other, the Big East schools in basketball, you want those in there. You want to, like, try to recruit those in there. But at that point, you've got a blueprint for all of your rules and eligibility, this, that, and other. You take your playbook from them. You bring it over, and then you say, all right, guys, how do we want to change this? And then all these stupid, like, let Nike and Adidas pay players. I mean, if that's how it's going to go, it's how it's going to go.
So the answer is yes, you think they should break away.
Oh, I've been saying it for okay. 4 or 5 years.
Sam, what about you? Do you think they should break away from the NCAA?
Yes, I do. And I think it's becoming more apparent that it will happen. Like how Howard Schnellenberg said, the only variable is time.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed with the cancellation of the conference tournament. Like Joe said, the NCAA themselves did not cancel those tournaments. The commissioners, the conference commissioners canceled those tournaments. So that lets you know right then and there, we don't need the NCAA's permission or approval to do things our way in our conference. So if they can do it that way, and now with them saying we're not going to mandate that everybody comes back in at the same time and things like that, these conferences now are saying, you know what? We're realizing how useless that you guys were the whole time that we were underneath you. We can do these things ourselves, and heck, we could even use your bylaws or use the way that you did things to make things better for us. So I do think it's only a matter of time before the Power Five breaks away from the NCAA and do their own thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was one thing that I'd heard earlier this week was, you know, so one of the things that really, like, sent the commissioners over the edge is, you know, they had been talking with Emmert and the NCAA headquarters, like, the whole time, and then, all right, we're going to cancel the NCAA tournament, conference tournaments. And then Mark Emmert comes out and says, all spring sports are canceled. And none of the conference commissioners knew anything about it. They found out like everybody else did. So as long as Mark Emmert's the president of the NCAA, if he's the president of the NCAA for the foreseeable future, it's going to happen sooner rather than later. Now, if they do like Louisville did, you know, like, hey, you know what? We want to keep these schools. You're out. then maybe they have a chance of staying.
Absolutely. Well, we needed to get a lot of that off of our chest.
Absolutely.
We appreciate everybody tuning in for another episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Shout out to our guys once again, Derek Stewart from JP Purtle Realtors, Chris out at Four Pegs, Altitude Trampoline Fun Park. I always add an extra word in it. It's Altitude Trampoline Park. Chris and Linda out at Custom Multicades. We appreciate all your all support. If you all are looking for you a custom arcade game, they can absolutely just make it look very awesome for you. They can put custom graphics on it, custom games, light up buttons. They can do pretty much anything you want. They can do it in a stand up, a cocktail table, or a bourbon barrel. And then they also have some awesome virtual pinball machines and Golden Tee, which will be my next acquisition. I know I say that every week. Yes. But give them a call at 502-819-5802. That's 502-819-5802. If you all would like to be a sponsor, a future sponsor of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, give us a call at 502-694-0375. You can find us on social media at Card Sport Zone on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, just search for Cardinal Sports Zone, three different words. Hit that like button, make it Facebook official. Individually, you can find me on Twitter and Twitter and Instagram at Jeremy_CSZ. You can find Sean, tell me where they can find you at. And include Tinder.
At Elville, Sean.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
At Elville, Sean.
What about your Tinder page, Sean?
That's your Twitter. What is your Insta? You know what? That's fine. Sam, where can they find you on social media, sir?
You can find me on social media, Baseboy124. That's Baseboy 124, all the way around.
All right, and Joey?
You can find me in the club. I'm sorry.
Other than the club.
At Joe Wahman 526, because the clubs are closed.
Absolutely. Somewhere else you can find us, though, is on Apple Podcasts. You can also check us out on iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, and iHeart Podcast. You can also find us on the world-renowned Barn Burner app. If y'all haven't checked out the Barn Burner app, do it. It's an awesome platform. You can find anything about any of your favorite college or pro teams. You might find some stuff from CSC on there from time to time. If you haven't listened to all the episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, then we implore you to go to cardinalsportszone.com. Check them all out. You can go to the podcast menu, drop down to CSZ on drop down to the CSZ podcast. You'll also find CSZ on 93.9 in the archives from a few years back, and our old podcast Live with 55, and our earlier incarnation, the very first Cardinal Sports Zone podcasts that led up to 93.9 are also included in the Live with 55 drop down menu. I did that by chronologically, so those are included in there. Check them out. There's some good stuff on there. We've had a lot of great guests. Anybody you can name, everybody who's anybody has been on our podcast platform at one point or another. Hit subscribe on all the podcasts so you don't have to go through and do all that nonsense of searching through everything. One last time, we thank you for listening to the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Here live from the Custom Multicades studio. Any last words, guys? Joey, go ahead.
So I've added a third.
Okay. So
no, four. Three and four.
Okay.
Maryland sucks. Or Maryland's trash. Kentucky's trash. The NCAA's trash. And Mark Emmert himself is trash.
Jesus. Sam, can you top that?
No. And basically, I can't because he's telling the truth. Mark Emmert and NCAA got to go, and of course, you know the people with the big blue south or east of us need to go too. They're trash too.
All right,
but stay safe, though.
Sean,
go Cards.
I really hate him. I don't even know why.
So, how's your Bumble page going?
Exactly. Somebody please get Sean a date. I'll pay you at this point. Not like prostitute, but like... Help him out.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't say that. Don't advertise that.
That's why I said not as in a prostitute.
We'll pay for the dinner portion and then leave it up to Sean to do the rest. Not to pay, there but to
no, I'll
rest.
Pay for the hotel. I'll pay for all the oils and stuff. We'll help him out a little bit.
That's the only KY thing good.
Oh, my God. Until next time, this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast. We're out. Sean's on Tinder. He's the number one contender.